The topic which I was asked to speak on is one of those that in-house, it's one of those that, you know, as outside counsel, we dealt with on a daily basis. In-house, you try to figure out, well, really, what does it happen? We'll have the accountants tell us what to do. We'll have the tax people tell us how to do it. And then, I'm sorry, I'm looking for this. I just, Mike, thank you. You'll have tax accountants tell us what to do. And then you'll also have, you know, just general ideas between by your finance team on this is the better way to go. And as I thought about that, there's really a little bit more to it. When you're representing your company, you definitely want to be able to advise them on the better approaches to take. And what I'm doing now, because we're doing this in 30 minutes, I've given you slides that are basically a checklist that you can go through. I don't want you to, there's not a whole lot of data there, because a lot of these things are just, you're going to have outside counsel do, or you're going to have somebody else within your shop just take care of it. Filing certificates of formation. That's just simple. I'm not going to worry about that at this point. But what we will talk a little bit about today is not all those topics, trust me, but we'll focus on select a business structure, investor considerations, and consider a business name. And then we'll also talk generally about the remaining five. But as we go through this, again, we're going to look at it in general in different forms. So when we talk about when we're selecting a business structure, the choice of entity approach, the things I'm going to focus on most are selecting a business structure. It requires understanding what those structures offer. It requires filing requirements. Again, no big deal. Taxation, that matters in our world in a big way.